name is Adolfo Mondragon. I represent the plaintiff appellant, Mr. Joseph Lake. May it please this court. The personal information contained in the voter registration portion of an application for a state motor vehicle driver's license, which the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners receives directly from the Illinois Secretary of State pursuant to the mandates of the National Voter Registration Act, the NVRA, is regulated by the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, the DPPA, because it pertains to a motor vehicle record. Indeed, the NVRA's plain language clearly and unambiguously mandates that a state motor vehicle driver's license application and a voter application made simultaneously on a single sheet of paper prepared by the Secretary of State and in person at a Department of Motor Vehicles serve as one in the same. We look at the language of Section 1973 GG-3A1 of the NVRA. It provides in pertinent part, I quote, each state motor vehicle driver's license application, including any renewal application submitted to the appropriate state motor vehicle authority under state law, shall serve as an application for voter registration. Other references in the NVRA support the notion of one uniform application. We look at Section 1973 GG-3C1. That section provides, I quote, each state shall include a voter registration application form for elections for federal office as part of an application for a state motor vehicle driver's license. And similarly, if we look at Section 1973 GG-3C2, this section refers to a voter registration application as a, quote, portion of an application for a state motor vehicle driver's license. Furthermore, the NVRA provides that the voter registration application portion may not require any information that duplicates information required in the driver's license portion of the form, indicating that once information is entered in the driver's license application portion of the document, it is for all purposes also entered in the voter registration application portion of the document. And so this case simply comes down to a matter of construction of these provisions of the NVRA, and the plain language cannot says nothing more than this voter registration application is conceived as being one uniform document with a registration for a license in the state of Illinois. Any questions from the panel?
Not from me.
Well, so far you haven't mentioned the district court's ground of decision. I figured if you were contesting the district court's ruling, you might want to consider the reasons it gave.
Well, the district court essentially relied on a case named O'Brien.
No, the district court relied on the language of the statute. The Privacy Act refers to information in a driver's record. This information was in a voting record, and the district court said they're different records. The Driver's Act covers driver's records, and voting records aren't driver's records.
Well, for one thing, the language of the statute itself doesn't lend itself to describe this uniform document, which is filled out in person at the Department of Motor Vehicles as distinct documents. In fact,
that's your argument, as I understand, is that if information in a voting record is from a driver's record, it ought to be covered by the Driver's Privacy Act because that's where the information is from.
That's right. It's
procured. If I understand the district court's rationale, it is that the Driver's Act covers only information in a driver's record and not information from a driver's record.
Well, the language of the DPPA describes a motor vehicle record to mean any record that pertains to a motor vehicle operator's permit, a motor vehicle title, motor vehicle registration, or identification card issued by a Department of Motor Vehicles. And so the operative word here is it pertains to. And the information that Mr. Lake filled out on this application pertains to his driver's license application, which he filled out simultaneously on this one sheet of paper prepared by the state.
He voluntarily
in addition to getting his driver's license, he voluntarily gave information that was going to be sent to the...
Well, I don't know that it's voluntarily when it's a transaction between an individual and the state, particularly when...
To check yes or to check no.
Well,
it better be voluntary or it won't be a choice.
It's not voluntary in the sense that the only game in town in terms of getting a driver's license is the state.
Yeah,
and
that's not the only game in town for getting voter registration.
No, but this is an ancillary matter that makes it easier to register for.
Now what are you going to say if it turns out that Illinois, in order to register somebody to vote, asks for the very same information that Illinois asked for in order to register to get a driver's license? Are you then going to say that necessarily, since it's the same information, the voting information pertains to the driver's information and it can't be disclosed?
Could you repeat the question, Your Honor?
Sure. Suppose your client had checked no and had then gone to the library to register to vote and had been presented with a form, and the form asks for the very same information, right, address, telephone number, all that,
yes,
that the state asked for in order to register for a driver's license. It's identical. The form asks for the same information. Your client fills out the same information.
Yes, sir.
Is your argument going to be that that's covered by the Driver's Privacy Act? It necessarily pertains to driver's information because it's the same.
It's the same information, but it's not filled out on the same form. And therefore, for example...
Then I don't get it.
Well, the DPPA doesn't...
Surely it doesn't make any sense to say that the state has these voter records and they have identical information for every voter. Some of these records came from driver's license applications. Some of them came from applications for library cards. Some of them came for applications for, right? There's a long list of these overlaps.
Yes.
That the state has to filter out the voter records according to how the person got on the voting list? That seems to be your view now.
Mr. Brook, the Congress, in its wisdom, when it enacted the DPPA, chose to single out motor vehicle information as a protected set of information. Now, this information is also, I imagine, filled out in IRS forms. It's filled out in all sorts of government forms, and it's also filled out in the free market when an individual, let's say, goes to a department store and chooses to fill out an application for credit or goes to a bank and chooses to fill out this information for a loan. But that information may be protected under other laws, maybe even common law, torts, etc. But the Congress, in its wisdom, decided that information that is procured at the DMV shall be protected under this particular statute. And therefore, it's not for us to judge whether or not...
Would a voting registration be valid in Illinois if this information were not publicly available? That is, how does a poll watcher challenge somebody who shows up to vote if all that is down is name and the rest marked confidential?
Well, there could be the name and some box indicating that they are registered to vote. It doesn't have to reveal
a social
security. The whole
purpose of the poll watcher is to determine whether the registration is valid, whether this person is committing a fraud, for example.
Right. And so, for example, the signature itself.
It is a felony under federal law to release the information essential to contest fraud at the polls.
Well, a social security number clearly is not essential to vet out a candidate's petition. Just the signature and the name and some indication that they are currently registered. And so the information that the board is currently disclosing to the public, which includes a social security number, address, name, all of the identifying information that someone could then take and use in a malicious way. Any further questions? Thank you.
None. Thank you very much. Mr. Burns.
Good morning. May it please the court. I think the court has touched on, has had the benefit of reviewing the briefs that we have submitted, but I would like to point out that in July of 1998, Mr. Lake applied for a driver's license. Pursuant to the Voter Registration Act, he was afforded the opportunity to simultaneously complete an application so that he could vote in a federal election. That exhibit, that application, has been provided to this court as an exhibit. And when we look at that, it's docket number 58 as it's attached,
it's very specific as to what it seeks. It seeks and says right at the top of the application to vote for federal offices only. It asks him information such as, are you a citizen of the United States? Are you at least 18 years of age? And have you lived in the precinct in which you intend to vote for at least 30 days prior to the election? He was given a choice, an opportunity where he could have walked away and said, I don't want to register. The fact of the matter is, he was given a separate application. He filled that application out, and as required by the National Voter Registration Act, that application then was transmitted to the appropriate entity, that is the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners. They maintained it. It seems as though counsel's argument here today is predicated upon the fact if you apply at any entity, such as the Department of Motor Vehicles, then it must by definition be a Department of Motor Vehicle record. The same if he applied at a library, would it become a library record? The fact of the matter is it's received, transmitted, it is and continues to be a record of the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners. To suggest otherwise is contrary to the very essence of why the Act was created, to allow people to register. To suggest that this now becomes a motor vehicle record simply because of place and that similar types of information may be contained in it is absurd. And I won't belabor the obvious. I will stand on the briefs that have been submitted to this court unless this court should have any questions in regard to it. I ask that the court affirm the decision by Judge Gettleman dismissing the complaint for the reasons that he set forth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Mondragon?
Just like to note that this form that Mr. Lake filled out is created by mandate by the Secretary of State and not by the Board of Elections. It's procured. This information is procured at the DMV, and people generally don't wait in the notoriously long lines at the DMV to vote, to register to vote. They go there to get a driver's license. And therefore, all of these aspects of the process indicate and support the language of the statute, that this, in fact, is a form that pertains to the Secretary of State, is a motor vehicle record, and simply by bifurcating the sheet, you do not somehow dispel or divest its characteristics that of being a motor vehicle record. With that, I rest.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, counsel. The case is taken under advisement.